Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcoming in now to the Radio Huddle, Coach Jay Johnson, defending national champion. How you been, Coach?
I know he appreciates greatness.
Hey, guys. Yes, I do appreciate greatness. How you doing tonight?
We're doing fine. Boy, talking about greatness, and everyone, you know, you look at football, basketball, baseball, when you talk about Power Five and all the conferences, and, you know, you might look at SEC football. But to me, it don't get any better than SEC baseball from a national perspective. It seems like I'd almost be shocked year in and year out if not six out of the top 10 in the preseason rankings if they're not from the SEC.
Yeah, the way I explain it is the SEC is now the moon compared to the rest of college baseball. All the best players are in the league now, great coaches, great facilities, fan bases. It makes it a great challenge, and we're excited to try to tackle that again.
Now, Coach Johnson, I thought because, you know, listen, you can't rest on your laurels. Obviously, you appreciate what you were able to accomplish, but I'm kind of old school with you right here. One of the most important things that this team can do is, to, in a way, to forget last year, and you kind of went on to say, you know what I mean, that I feel like we've honored that, as we should, but in a true program form, we need to focus on the task at hand. That's what I love, task at hand. You know, what have you done for me lately? You know how fans are. Oh, what have you had done for me lately? If you had a bad week or 2 weeks or a month, all of a sudden they forget all the success maybe you might have had in the past, but what is the task at hand? I know as a coach and as a staff, that's what you're challenging the players with.
Yeah, for sure. I think, first off, we have the best fans that you could possibly ask for. And you can't have 13,000 people coming to a college baseball game if they're not passionate. And sometimes they're passionate, you know, in a way you don't want them to be sometimes. But that's okay. You know, they show up and they cheer us on. And, I mean, about 100,000 of them showed up in Omaha. So that was awesome. And very thankful for that. But right now, for us, it's just about preparing for the season. And our team this year has done a great job of focusing on practice every day in a really good flow and trying to develop the skill of focusing on one pitch, one inning, one game at a time. And then next week, you know, it'll start a different challenge. You know, fans in the seats, winning and losing, playing time, adversity, success, you know, all those things can be a distraction if you're not totally focused on what's right in front of you. So we're trying to teach them to do that. I think we got a lot of veteran players that know what that looks like, and we'll help the young players be able to do that.
Now, Coach Johnson, I'm putting you on the spot. You only can choose one. And if you have, like, an unbelievable great hitting team, sometimes your pitching struggles or it's kind of up and down. Or you got an unbelievable pitching staff that you know you can always rely upon. The hitting might be also up and down. You only can choose one, though. What would you take? Now, I know the Arizona Wildcats, you're always able to hit the ball. But how do you view that as far as if you're going to win a championship again? I mean, maybe because I'm a quarterback that threw the ball. I just think if you could pitch, that you always have a chance.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, but for me, we want to be great at everything. You know, pitching, offense, defense, run the bases, smart and aggressive, have a team that's committed to the team first. And I think we have some potential in all those areas to be really good. But you're right, Bobby. I think winning starts and ends on the mound. And if you can pitch good, you know you're at least going to be competitive in every game that you play. So I would probably lean in your direction as well.
Coach, recently Tommy White, Hayden Cherwinski getting all SEC honors. Just talk about expectations for them heading into this season.
Yeah, they're two of those veteran players that I've mentioned that have had a lot of college at-bats. And my expectations for them are to use their experience for maturity and to show up prepared and to take professional-level at-bats because they're both professional-level hitters. And be good leaders. You know, we had really good player leadership last year on our team. And this year, you know, some of the guys that were a part of that are taking it upon themselves to pay that forward. And, you know, both those guys are doing that. And I'm very appreciative of that. They're both great players, but, you know, they're doing the right things for our team as well.
Now, Coach John, you know, talking about the fans, how, you know, sometimes they don't realize, oh, I can't believe we lost that midweek game. Or then, you know, obviously the strategy to play for the weekend series and all that. But it seems like that's another area that's also challenging. When you look in the South, in Louisiana, in this area, that the midweek games we have, is that that's a big feather in their cap if they can beat the LSU Fighting Tigers. But it's a challenge throughout the season because it might not be like that around the country, but the midweek games that LSU's facing, that's kind of like their Super Bowl of baseball, so to speak, if they could beat LSU, and how it's a continuous process, the challenges you have, even in these midweek games. And maybe you could see some of the talent that maybe you could rely upon on the weekend, but it's very challenging once the season starts throughout the season.
Yeah, for sure. And what I would say is not only are those teams up for the game when they play us, they're also very good teams. You know, there's a lot of NCAA tournament caliber teams that we play on Tuesdays throughout the year. But for us, you know, we play every game like it's a playoff game. And, you know, I've been very successful in the midweek thing over 2 years. I think we're 19-5 or 20-5, and you get 800 winning percentage in baseball. It's pretty good. And our guys show up to play, and I'm proud of them for that. And that's something that I'm looking for this team to do as well this year.
Now, Coach Johnson, who's maybe a player that the fan base, you know, they might have heard of, but, you know, the expectations that might be different than what you have because you look at fall baseball and how you develop the team. But as far as maybe that they could surprise the fans, and then all of a sudden it might take, I don't know, come March, April, whatever, and maybe not necessarily the beginning, but you're looking at the prospects of them having success you high on. Is that some individual, not shocked the LSU fan base, but someone they might be pleasantly surprised with?
Yeah, I think they'll be surprised with the depth of the team. I think we have a lot of options. I think the pitching staff is really deep. Like, we constructed the team, you know, with, you know, getting as deep on the mound as we possibly could. You know, after, you know, 2 years ago having a really good team with not much pitching, I decided I never wanted to try that again. And so we signed a lot of pitchers, and I think you're going to see a lot of capable guys. I think you'll see roles change as the year goes along. I think offensively we have some good balance between speed, power, solid hitting skills. And I think the position players, there's a lot of new names in there, either taking bigger roles or, you know, coming in this year. But, you know, they've done a really good job improving. I think the pitching staff pretty much dominated the fall. It's been maybe even a little advantage to the hitters here since we've been back. So I think we got a complete team, and, you know, I don't want to single anybody out just because I think there's a lot of guys that are going to make a positive contribution.
Coach, I'm not going to single nobody out. Well, you don't have to, but I will somewhat. I don't know, whenever I look at, you know, a position, you know, whether it's like catcher, designated hitter, or you know, infield or first base, whatever. But Josh Pearson, his flexibility, they got by his name infielder, outfielder. I mean, that's pretty good if you have that kind of confidence in an individual that I think he can help the team, whether he's on the infield or in the outfield.
Yeah, Josh, really good team guy. He started pretty much every game his freshman season. Last year he did not, you know, early in the season. And when we needed him, he performed. You know, he didn't have a great numbers year from a batting average standpoint, but he did from getting on base and taking tough at-bats. And, you know, really his defense in the outfield, you know, was a big reason we won the national championship. He played great in Omaha. And we're trying him out in the infield a little bit and just looking to put together our best team. But, you know, when you have a player Josh's experience, that's a good starting point. So proud of his development here over 3 years.
Opening day just a week away, Coach. Unbelievable to think Friday already you guys are going to be back on the field in Tiger Stadium, Alec Box Stadium. LSU baseball, though, does have some preseason scrimmages coming up this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and free for admission for fans. I know they'll love to come out and see you guys, weather permitting, obviously.
Yeah, you guys should come down here and do your show sometime at a game. That'd be pretty sweet.
We tried to make it last year during the playoffs, Coach, and we ended up getting rained out, unfortunately.
No, we stayed there. I think we were there almost 6 hours. It was like, you know, the lightning delay
thing?
It was
all the lightning,
right? It's
like,
they're going to keep playing. And, oh, then the lightning strikes. Oh, you got to wait another half an hour. And then you got to wait. Yeah. So
we definitely got to make it up this year, though, right?
We definitely got to do a road trip for sure.
Yeah, I've learned I got to be a better weatherman in Louisiana.
Yeah, you know, when the desert in Tucson, there's a lot different in Baton Rouge than in Tucson.
Always appreciate the time, Coach Johnson. Best of luck, and we'll definitely be talking to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good night.
All right, Coach.
LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson, as the Tigers get ready for opening day next week. It seems just like a blink of an eye, all of a sudden we're back into the college baseball season, you know, the NFL season here is wrapping up.
Well, it seems like it was just not the other day, but the other month that they won the national championship. And here we are upon a new season in college baseball. But it's unbelievable, the competition.
Right. Like you mentioned, the SEC, the gauntlet you just go through there is unbelievable. It's like minor league baseball almost for the pros.
Yeah, like AAA and the SEC, and then you see them play on a major league team. But no, it's like every year, look at no matter baseball, America, whatever, all the different polls, and it's always like, Charlie, we were talking about this, like 6 out of 10 teams.
SEC, right.
Yes. Yeah,
Wake Forest.
Yeah. You could throw in Wake Forest or maybe Stanford or something, but it's SEC.
Yeah, I mean, I think TCU's up there as well, I remember correctly, guys. But it's not just that it's top heavy. It's very deep. Every single weekend of SEC play is like a postseason series.
No,
like
and then, Charlie, you go like top 25, and then it's like, okay, not just the top 10, but top 25, then there's like 10 or 11 out of the top 25 or from the SEC.
I'll pull up the full list.
Yeah. No, it's unbelievable. And it seems like it's this every year.
No, it's one thing I laugh about. All my buddies in the Northeast, I grew up in New Jersey, and they said, how are you going to survive in Louisiana with no baseball? Huh, the competition here is better than watching MLB for me.
Yeah, the people don't realize how baseball in Louisiana and the Southeastern Conference, it's like pro baseball. It's like it's our version of watching the Yankees or watching the Red Sox.
Except it's not a strikeout or home run here. So
right, no, it's more. I think it's more pure because it's truly. Now you still have name, image, and likeness and all that. You got the transfer portal, but it's like like Dylan Cruz. Okay, because we're familiar with him at LSU. Aren't you excited about to see what he's going to do in the major league?
For sure.
Or Paul Skeens. All of a sudden, now I'm kind of cut because a couple of players, I want to see if they get a chance with the Washington Nationals. You know, or Paul Skeens with the Pirates.
Yeah, you're like, I'll keep that game on and see what he's doing.
Right, exactly. And that's the LSU influence.
8 of the top 25 SEC.
Wow, there you go.
South Carolina at 25, and then you move up a little bit. Alabama at 19. And then all the way up into the top 10, you have 6 top 10 teams. You have Tennessee at 9, Texas A&M at 8, Vanderbilt at 6, LSU at 4, Arkansas at 3, and Florida at 2 via D1Baseball.com.
So I exaggerated a little bit. I said 10. It's like
it was close.
Eight,
it was
like,
close.
Yeah. It's like we got 14 SEC teams now, and it's going to get better because exactly. You know, yeah, Oklahoma and Texas.
Texas is ranked 16th, so right. Texas would be in that number.
Yeah, so no, it's unbelievable, the SEC baseball.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.